Drive Jungle Vocal Texture for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Live 12. Advanced Edits. Alright, in this lesson we're taking a plain vocal, even a tiny one shot, and turning it into that dark 90s jungle texture. You know the vibe, like a pirate radio callout that's been copied, crushed, and resampled a few times, but it still sits inside a rolling DNB mix without sounding like a clean a cappella pasted on top. We're going to build a repeatable vocal texture rack with three parallel lanes, a core layer that stays intelligible, a grit layer that brings the band limited crunch, and a ghost layer that creates haunted space and movement. Then we'll do the edits, stutters, reverse pickups, and resampling so it feels like it came from a record, not a plugin chain. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That matters because jungle texture isn't just tone. It's timing and artifacts, especially when you take something originally recorded around 90 to 140 and shove it into 172. The warp artifacts become part of the story. Step 0. Choose the right vocal. Short phrases win. Selecta, rewind, come again, original, shouts, spoken stuff. Anything with good mid-range. If it's super airy and pop clean, you can still do it, but you'll work harder for the bite. And if your sample's already a little rough, perfect. Now prep the clip. Drop the vocal on an audio track. Turn warp on. Before we even touch effects, do a gain sanity pass. Think like an engineer. Set clip gain so your raw vocal peaks around -12 to -60 BFS. Not because we love rules, but because your drive devices will behave predictably and your macros will feel consistent across different samples. Pick your warp mode based on the job. If you need intelligibility, go Complex Pro. Keep formants around 0 up to +2, envelope roughly 60 to 120 depending how tight you want it. If you want ghostly grain and darkness, go texture. Grain size around 20 to 60 milliseconds, and flux around 10 to 30% for movement. Smaller grain gets more robotic and gritty. Tones is also a sleeper choice for hollow vowel vibes, especially if you're going to distort after. Now do the micro editing that makes jungle feel like jungle. Tight trim the start, and put a tiny fade in, 1 to 5 milliseconds, just to kill clicks. Then place 1 to 3 warp markers, and skew the timing so the vocal leans into the snare. That little pull is part of the swing. Don't overdo it. You want intention, not randomness. Next, build the rack. On the vocal track, an audio effect rack. Create three chains and name them Core, Grit, and Ghost. Turn on chain volume controls so you can balance fast. And make sure you can mute and solo chains easily, because you're going to a slash B constantly. Let's build Core first. Clarity plus Control Dirt. In the Core chain, start with EQ8. High pass around 90 to 150 Hz, fairly steep. Then listen for boxiness around 250 to 450 and pull 2 to 4 dB if needed. If you need presence, add a gentle lift around 2.5 to 5K. Then add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And here's the adult move. Level match the output so it's not louder. Distortion always sounds better when it's louder, so don't let yourself get tricked. Then add compressor. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack around 10 to 25 ms so you don't completely erase the front edge of the consonants. Release around 60 to 120. You're looking for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction for consistency, not total flattening. Finish Core with utility. Keep it mostly centered. Width around 80 to 100%. Core is your translation layer for phones and club systems. If Core is too wide, your whole mix center gets messy fast. Now Grit. Band limited jungle distortion. This is the radio through concrete lane. The big rule is, band limit before you distort. If you distort full band, you get fizzy harshness that fights hats and snare crack. If you distort mid-range on purpose, you get menace. So on the grit chain, start with EQ8 before the distortion. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Low pass around 4.5 to 8K. Pick the slope that feels right. And if you want that snarl, try a narrowish boost somewhere in the 1.2 to 2.5K range, 2 to 5 dB. That's where shout vocals get aggressive. Now insert Roar Live 12 Distortion Beast. Pick a distortion type like tube, diode, or fold. Drive around 20 to 45% to start. Keep the tone mid-focused. If you get any unstable ringing or squeal, back off and re-EQ. This isn't about chaos, it's about controlled violence. After Roar, add Redux for digital damage. Try bit reduction around 6 to 10 bits, sample rate 8 to 16 kHz. Subtle gives you that AM radio artifact. Heady turns it into pure junglism. Then yes, put drum bus on the vocal. Drive 5 to 20. Crunch 10 to 35%. Boom usually off. If it's too pokey, Pull transients slightly negative. Drum bus is great for giving distortion a body, not just fizz. Optional but very jungle. Gate at the end of the chain. Set threshold so the tail clamps down quickly. This makes chops feel sampled and edited, not like a vocal with a messy tail. Quick coaching note. If the grit is crackling in an ugly way, put a glue compressor before the heavy drive. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto, just 1 to 3 dB of reduction. You're rounding spitty peaks so the distortion becomes thick instead of brittle. Now ghost. Dark space plus time and pitch artifacts. This chain is the haunt around the vocal. It should feel big emotionally, but small in the mix. Ghost should move, breathe, and get out of the way of the drums. Start with a pitch move. You've got options. You can use shifter in frequency shifter mode for eerie detune. Try plus or minus 10 to 30 cents, and if you want it to feel alive, modulate it slowly. Or transpose the clip itself down 5 to 12 semitones, then warp it to taste. That can instantly turn a normal phrase into something cinematic and wrong. After that, add auto filter in bandpass mode. Tweep somewhere between 300 Hz and 2.5K until it feels ghostly. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Then add a subtle LFO, rate around an eighth or a quarter note, tiny amount. You're not making a dubstep wobble. You're creating movement like old tape and unstable playback. Then hybrid reverb. Choose a small or medium dark room or a convolution small space. Decay around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 ms so the vocal hit stays defined before the space blooms. Inside the reverb, high pass around 250 to 500, low pass around 4 to 8k. Dark space discipline is key. Jungle darkness is often tight and dirty, not glossy and huge. Then echo. Time at 1/8 or 1/4. Dotted eighth is a classic shuffle if your drums have swing. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it dark. Low pass around 5 to 7k. High pass around 200 to 400. Add a touch of modulation for motion. Now, the make or break move. Duck the ghost chain with sidechain compression from your drums. Add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Select your drum group or break bus. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 80 to 180 ms. And here's the teacher note that actually matters. Sidechain timing matters more than amount. For tight two-step, go shorter release so the ambience snaps back before the next hat. For amen shuffle, go a little longer so the ambience pumps with a break. Aim for 4 to 10 dB of gain reduction on hits. Finish ghost with utility. Make it wide, 120 to 160%. But keep the gain low. Ghost to support, not lead. Now do the phase and mono sanity check early. Drop one more utility at the very end of the whole vocal track, after everything, and temporarily map mono on slash off. Toggle it while your drums and bass play. If the vibe collapses or the vocal disappears, your width is too dependent on phase tricks. Fix it by narrowing ghost, narrowing reverb early reflections, and keeping core centered. Let only the tail go wide. Optional advanced bite. Consonant layer. If your vocal loses articulation once it's crushed and band limited, duplicate the vocal to a second track just for consonants. High pass around 3 to 5kHz. Compress hard, distort lightly, blend it super low. This is the fastest pirate radio intelligibility cheat without making the main vocal bright. Now make it playable with macros. Map core level, grit level, ghost level. Map a grit drive control, like roar drive or drum bus drive. Map the grit band limit low pass frequency. Map ghost duck, basically the sidechain compressor threshold. Map throw amount, like echo feedback or reverb mix. And then give yourself one performance macro for stutter. For stutter, add beat repeat after the rack, or route it so it only affects ghost if you want cleaner control. Set interval 1 bar or 2 bars. Grid 1/8 or 1/16. Chance around 10 to 35%. Variation 0 to 25. Gate 40 to 80%. If you want the stutter to dive into darkness, try pitch at minus 12, but don't do that constantly or it becomes a gimmick. Map chance or gate to your stutter macro. Now you can play edits instead of drawing them forever. Next, classic reverse pickups. Duplicate the clip, reverse it, and use a reverse tail as a pickup 1/8 to 1/4 note before the snare on 2 and 4. High pass it so it doesn't cloud the kick. This is one of those jungle staples that instantly feels authentic. Now, the big realism jump. Resampling. Create a new audio track named Resampled Vox. Set input to resampling. Arm it and record a pass while you tweak macros. Drive, throws, ducking, stutters. Print the chaos. Then stop thinking like a vocalist and start thinking like you're chopping a break. Cut it into tight one-shots, hard cuts, tiny fades. The you can't undo it vibe is a feature. That's how it starts to feel like it was sampled from an old tune. Let's talk placement in an arrangement, because the edits area is where this becomes music. Here's a reliable 172 BPM pattern. Intro, 16 bars. Ghost heavy, filtered, distant. Suggest the phrase without stating it. Let it be atmosphere. Build. 8 bars. Start adding grit hits on phrase endings. Increase stutters a little, but keep it disciplined. Drop. 32 bars. Use core sparingly. Your bass and snare are the lead weapons. The vocal is seasoning and punctuation. Place grit chops on the end of 2 or the end of 4, or as tiny 1/16th pickups into the snare. And keep ghost throws for the end of 4 or 8 bar phrases. That restraint is what makes it feel 90s. When everything throws all the time, it turns modern and messy. One more mix reality check. Your snare often owns the 180 to 250 zone for body and the 2 to 5K zone for crack. Don't park your vocal there permanently unless you mean to. That's why we're band limiting and why core stays controlled. Also, make tails edited, not just quiet. Instead of relying only on a gate, draw little volume automation shapes. Hard dip right after a key syllable, then a short lift for the throw. That sounds like deliberate sampler work, not I turned the reverb down.